Okay, welcome. You're a nice Yom Ha'atzmaut. Parshat Emor, Perek Chaval, Pasuk Vav, and the Tziv tells us something rather interesting. He says, the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yiyul Elokeim V'lo Yichalu Shem Elokeim Ki Et Ishei Hashem Lechem Elokeim Him Achrivim V'ayu Kodesh. So we're talking about the Kohanim being holy. They have to have Kedusha, and there's certain things they should do. So one of the things that the Pasuk tells us is that is
are you recording?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. Yeah. Is that they shouldn't be mechal al shem shemayim. So what is this kedoshim yule elokeim? So the Netziv says kedusha who prishut me anashim l'ashem Hashem. When we say kedusha, what do we mean? We mean separating from other people in the name of Hashem. It's not just any time you separate from people, but separating from people in a manner that when you do it, by doing so, you are causing a Kiddush Hashem. That means that they're acting with proper mido, they're acting with modesty, etc. Okay, that means that they shouldn't be separate when it comes to anything that isn't one of those reasons, and rather is just a sign of gaiva, or saying we're better than you, we're different than you, and saying these things are beneath my dignity or beneath me. The Netziv in the Herchev Davar gives a interesting addition here. He quotes Yechezkel, and Yechezkel says, "Ubitzeitam al-chatzer," describing the Kohanim, when they left the avoda, they went out into the chatzer chitzona. Ela chatzer chitzona, la am yishetu b'gdayim asher hima mishartim bam, v'inicha otam b'lishkor hakodesh v'lavshu b'gdayim acharim v'lo yikatshu eram b'gdayim. So when they left their avoda and they went out to now congregate with the rest of the nation, they shouldn't still be wearing their avoda clothing. They shouldn't be wearing their b'gday kahuna. So, it says, take off their clothes and put on other clothes. So the Netziv asks a very obvious question on the Pasuk. En ha-peirosh v'lav sh'bigdei macharim bigdei chol, pshita shelo yocholo acharim, arumim. What? Take off those clothes? What, and then walk around naked? Obviously, that's not what the Pasuk is telling the Kohanim to do. The Kohanim shouldn't be naked in the Mikdash at all. So rather, when it's obvious, if we say take off your bigdei kahuna, it means put on your regular clothing. So why does the Pasuk have to say this? V'gam mazeh v'lo yikatshu et ha'am v'bigdei kodesh, harei bigdei kodesh azar l'lbosh b'li zebachutz. They shouldn't make the nation holy with these clothes. Well, what is the Pasuk telling us? El hachi perishol. V'lavshu b'gadim acherim, shelo yuvlashu b'gdei chole b'tzura b'gdei kahuna. Don't wear your non-kuna clothes in the way you wear your kuna clothes. El yuvlashu b'gadim anuhug b'cholam. You should wear clothes like everybody else wears. When you are not doing the avoda, dress like everyone else dresses. And it's giving the reason. Don't make the nation holy with your clothes. What does that mean? If people see you wearing your big day kahuna, they stay away from you. When they see them wearing their big day kahuna, like in the time of avoda, they stay away from them. Anytime the Kohanim are going to do something different, the Kohanim are going to do something separately, the Kohanim are going to do something better, saying, we can't do what you're doing, we're going to do something different and special, the only time they should do that is when that act that they're doing should be l'shem shemayim. L'shem kvod shemayim v'lo l'chvar atzman. It should be l'chavad shemayim and not for their own kavod. The Kotzker Rebbe, they say in his name anyway, that he used to say, even things you do, l'shem shemayim, even your L'Shem Shemayim has to be L'Shem Shemayim. And sometimes you hear people doing L'Shem Shemayim and really they're getting a lot of benefit from it. It says even their L'Shem Shemayim has to do it. But we see this phenomenon all the time. There are people who are indeed greater in certain areas, but because they take kavod for themselves in other areas, it doesn't lead to a Kiddush Hashem. It leads to, in fact, a Chil Hashem and people denigrating Talmidei Chachamim, people disrespecting them. I remember I went to a, I was, let's try to say it in a way that nobody will figure out who I'm talking about. I was once somewhere where there was a rabbi who came to learn at night in the school one night a week, and there was like a mishmar, and so all the or he gave a musarvat or something, and all the guys had dinner in yeshiva, and he had dinner in yeshiva too, and he would have the cook make him a special meal, not for allergy reasons, or order him in a meal maybe from Dougie's or one of the restaurants, order him in food so that he will have a more mechubadik meal than everybody else. This was something he did. And as opposed to some gadol story I heard recently, maybe in the mirror, one of these other yeshivot, where the Rebbe heard the guys complaining about the meal, so he told the cook, I'm going to eat the same thing the guys are, and that was his way of, well, if the Rosh Hashiva is going to eat it, he's going to have to make the food better and made it for all of them. So this person didn't. And to me, I was looking at that strangely. Why? Because I had come from this yeshiva, and this yeshiva, well, it was Rav Lichtenstein's Yurtzeit this week, his first Yurtzeit. I remember, first of all, every single day they would try to set up food for Rav Lichtenstein at his table in the Chadar Ochel, and he would wait online. He would go take it. He would wait online by Talmidim. He wouldn't let him cut the line. They would want, oh, Rebbe, you know, please, no way. He waited online. He took his turn. And he would never, never, ever do that. And yes, our respect for Rav Lichtenstein had to be when he walks in the room, he stands up. That's part of his role of being a Gadol BaTorah. That's part of his role of being Rosh Yeshiva. But there's areas we need to respect him, and there's areas where he doesn't need to be doing it. Taking those, Rav Lichtenstein felt probably that taking any extra kavod in areas where it's not necessary, like this Netziv says, that wouldn't be l'shen kvod shemayim. That would be l'chvod atzmon. And kvod atzmon, Rav Lichtenstein didn't need. I remember one of the Talmidim told, after he passed away last year, that a few years ago, he tried carrying Rav Lichtenstein's svarim. Now, Rav Lichtenstein never, ever, ever let us carry the svarim. In his very old age, in the last 5 years, when he couldn't carry his svarim, some people had to. And when he had a walker and people had to hold doors, but he never let us hold the door. He would run and get the door before we could. He'd be carrying a ton of svarim and run and do and never let us take any svarim. So one Talmud decided once he wanted to take Rav Lichtenstein's svarim, and the Talmud was also carrying five, six svarim to take him to or from Shir, and Rav Lichtenstein had a big stack of svarim. So the Talmud put his svarim on top of Rav Lichtenstein's stack, because he, in order to be able to grab the entire stack. So he put them on top of the stack and went to reach for it, and Rav Lichtenstein just took his stack of svarim with him on the way to Shir, carrying them for the Talmud. Rav Lichtenstein had no pretense about, okay, this Talmud asked me to carry his svarim. And he just went with it, and the guy couldn't believe it, because he would never have ever had Rav Lichtenstein carry his svarim for him. He was just trying to combine it so he could gather all the svarim. Okay, that was Rav Lichtenstein. He never ever for Kvod Atzmon. So that's an important lesson we can learn. It was his Yurtzeit this week. Important lesson that the Netziv is trying to tell us about any time that we're going to do something separate or different from everybody else, it should only be when it's an inyan that's mekadesh shem shamayim al yedei zeh shenogim kach. Not when just being moved off from everybody else doesn't bring kiddush shem shamayim. And that's a very important lesson we could all learn.